This is a CattleCast Extra.
Jen Carpenter is an avid writer, a self-defined lover of true crime and the paranormal. Her latest book, Haunted Lansing, is available now. And Heidi Butler is Cattle's local history librarian. Both join me now from the Forest Park Library and Archives, the local history room at Cattle Downtown Lansing. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Jen, can you tell us first a little bit about your background and how you got involved with researching haunted places?
Sure. So the research part, that's only been about a few years. That came about through the business that I run, Demented Mitten Tours. We take people on tours of haunted locations in the Lansing and mid-Michigan area, so obviously requires a lot of research to get those stories right. But as far as the interest, I mean, that's been lifelong. I grew up in the 80s watching Rescue 911 and America's Most Wanted and Unsolved Mysteries, so I've always kind of had an interest in the paranormal and true crime.
And you have a book out now called Haunted Lansing. How did it come about for you to write it?
It was actually very sudden. I got contacted by Arcadia Publishing, which is the company that is releasing the book, and they were looking for someone to write a Haunted Lansing book. They came across a blog that I keep on the Demented Mitten Tours website, read some of the stories there, and thought it would be a good fit. So they approached me last fall, asked me to write the book, and gave me crazy deadlines, and I raced to meet them, and here we are.
And tell us about your experiences using library resources to research and write the book.
The library's been great. I came down here one afternoon with a friend, went through some old archives, old newspapers, got a lot of information that way, a lot of stories that maybe didn't make it to the digital age and are still kind of down here in the drawers, but the pictures especially. We got a lot of photo archives for the book from the library here.
And Heidi, maybe you could talk about some of those resources that Jen was interested in and some of the resources available through the archives here.
Sure. Probably one of our biggest collections would be the real estate material, which we always love to talk about because you can research just about any building that exists in the greater Lansing area and throughout the county. Those collections have histories of the buildings, who owned them, things like that, and usually a photograph of the building too, which is great for Jen's books like Jen's. We also have city directories, which help track people through the years, kind of like telephone books where you can follow a name or an address over the years and see who lived in a place. We have biographical files and then our photograph collections, which at this point online we have something like 30,000 images, a lot of property photos there, and pictures of important sites in the Lansing area history that are a lot of fun for research use too.
And Jen, tell us about some of the tours that your organization offers.
Sure. At Demented Mitten Tours, we've got three routes that we're running regularly right now. One is strictly Lansing, so we're all within the city going to locations where notorious crimes have occurred or that are rumored to be haunted. We've got two others that kind of hit the outskirts of the Lansing area. I try to keep them a good mix so that some of them are more true crime based and some of them are more paranormal, so that you kind of get a little bit of both on the tours.
And what's coming up this fall, especially around Halloween?
Well, we've got lots of tours. We've got tours every weekend, usually on Saturday nights, a Friday here or there. We're doing an event this year with the Turner Dodge House called Ghostbusters Academy. That's for the younger set because our tours are not for children. That will be, I believe, October 20th. But just lots of stuff. Lots of stuff involving the book and then the tours and the Ghostbusters Academy.
Yeah. And how can people get a copy of this new book, Haunted Lansing?
I think you can get it online pretty much anywhere that books are sold. I know it will be available at Barnes & Noble. I plan on going the day that they open to get a copy. And it will be at Schuller's, local bookstores. I think you'll have it here at the library.
That's right. We will have it in the local history room. You can look at it here in the room. And then we'll also have probably at least one or two copies in the circulating collections to check out, too.
Great. And Jen, how can people find out more? Are you on Facebook?
We are on Facebook. We've got a page for Demented Mitten Tours. We've got a page for Haunted Lansing. And then there is also a website for Demented Mitten Tours as well.
That sounds great. And Heidi, if people want more information about the local history collections mm-hmm. and things like that, what's the best way for them to contact you?
Our main website is kettle.org/LH, and from there you can click on the link to launch the Local History Online collection. It's a big green button right on the front of that. That's where all of our historical photos and other information lives in our online database.
Great. Well, Jen Carpenter and Heidi Butler, thank you for joining us. And
thank you.
We'll look
Thanks.
Forward to the Haunted Lansing book.
Yeah, thank you.
And you're listening to Cattlecast.
Looking for spooky fall fun? We're stirring up a witch's brew of mystery and magic at your Capital Area District Libraries. Add some thrills and chills to your Halloween fun with live magic shows, or let your imagination run wild at themed parties. There's also a zombie walk, Halloween concert, trick-or-treating, and more. Visit cadl.org/events for more information. Capital Area District Libraries. Everything right here.